The case of Dr. Shatter is indeed the day examination is 125-13. This is cardiocarousis. Please see my letterhead. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. Please use the protocol. The name of the patient is Nelda Coleman. Last name Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. First name Nelda, N-E-L-D-A. Strecho space, Coleman space N. Treadmill stress echocardiogram. Date of examination 125-13. Referring physician, Benita Prajapati, MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 45-year-old female, with a history of hypertension and chest discomfort for treadmill stress echocardiogram off of medication, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, T-wave inversions and leads, 2-3 ABS, V3 through V6, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 120 over 84, period baseline heart rate 91 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient doing treadmill exercise stress test, utilize Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for only 6 minutes to completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 171, parentheses, 98% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 162 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 28350, period, new paragraph. The patient had experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She did experience shortness of breath in stage 2 of stress, and stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance and functional capacity in the range of 7 minutes. The patient had an abnormal hemodynamic response to stress with baseline borderline diastolic hypertension and a normal blood pressure response to stress, but an accelerated heart rate of response for the level of stress attained. The patient had a final blood pressure 130 over 82 and a heart rate of 98 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1 millimeter ST depressin leads 2-3 ABS, V5 to V6, which should not be diagnostic criteria for ischemia. During stress, peak stress, and the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The paragraph impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 98% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient went treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged baseline, immune post-peak stress exercise, and left lateral decubitus position. Past several long axis, past several short axis, work-in reviews, typical two-chain reviews were obtained. Baseline and post-peak stress studies were checked for adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular little patient. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 98% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill stress echocardiogram to 98% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished in the presence of baseline of CT wave changes. 2. The patient did not experience a chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. It experienced dyspnea at peak stress. 3, the patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance and functional capacity of 7 METs. 4, the patient had an abnormal hemodynamic response to stress with baseline borderline diastolic hypertension and a normal subsequent blood pressure response to stress, but an accelerated heart rate response to exercise suggestive of significantly decreased conditioning. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 98% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the conference for all of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.